Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew, as I said, nice to have you again today. It's always a pleasure when Faisal's away to have you join me.
Well, it seems a little weird, you know, 1 month in a row, you know, it seems to be going on 4 weeks and Faisal's gone again.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. We'll have to talk to him about his holiday schedule, I think, yeah, now that you mention it. Listen, we've got an important piece to finish the show up on today, and we touch base every once in a while with the Calgary Fire Department because they've got some terrific programs, education, information about how to keep your home safe, right, as mm-hmm. you age. There's some very specific training that the fire department does to interact with people that are, you know, dementia patients or are suffering from dementia. And there's also, you know, a program about what happens, falls, preventing falls, those kinds of things. We're going to welcome to the show Derek Arthur. He's a community safety officer and he's a firefighter with the Calgary Fire Department. Derek, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We've got lots to cover in a relatively short period of time, so I think I'm just going to jump right into this because I'm interested. I mean, we do keep in touch with you guys, and you've got some terrific programs, a whole bunch of different programs. But I want you maybe to start with some comments on how somebody can make sure that they're, you know, if you've got older parents or perhaps you're aging and you're in your home, just some general comments about how you can keep your home safe as, you know, both from fire, but in general terms as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As you probably know, Fire Prevention Week is coming up the second week of October. So
that's right.
This is very timely information. And to just speak about ensuring that parents or older adults are safe, we promote not only fire safety with the Calgary Fire Department, but we have identified that a lot of people suffer from falls and trips in their homes. So we promote a program within the City of Calgary called Remembering When, and it's a fire and fall prevention program where we offer safety tips to the public. And probably the most important key points that we can reinforce are from a fire perspective is the importance of having working smoke alarms in your home.
Right.
We encourage everyone to test them monthly by simply pressing the button in the middle, and they should sound. If they don't sound, then there's a problem either with the alarm itself or a battery.
Yep.
And we also encourage people to change their smoke alarms out every 10 years. So if you have a smoke alarm that you expect to be over that 10-year period, it's easy to take it down, inspect. There should be a date of manufacture on the back indicating when it was actually built or manufactured, and then to go off that 10-year period is what we recommend. And there's our fire message for the day, but I could also offer up some information on falls as well.
Hey, while I've got you on that topic of that fire fire alarm system, is that for just a battery operated module, or does that include the hardwired systems that a lot of homes have today, Derek?
Excellent question. Yeah, it's the same for both battery and hardwired smoke alarms. 10-year lifespan on both battery and hardwired. Even smoke alarms that might have a combo where they are hardwired and they have a battery backup. Again, that 10-year life on it. And also, if some people are purchasing smoke alarms with the newer technology where it's the combination carbon monoxide and smoke,
right.
Again, it's a 10-year lifespan for those as well.
Okay. I do want to talk about some of maybe the common mistakes or the oversights that, you know, the average person might not consider that could lead to increased danger in the home. So can you speak generally about some of those?
Absolutely. Yeah, our number one cause of fires in the City of Calgary year after year are cooking fires. So, again, we encourage people to stay alert, stay in the kitchen when they are cooking. One of our slogans is keep an eye on what you fry. So if you're in the kitchen, be aware of what you're doing. If for whatever reason you do get a phone call or you do have to leave the kitchen, if a grandchild or somebody's crying, we want people to turn off the stove the stovetop or set a timer or something that would remind them.
Yeah.
As well, we've seen quite an increase this year with smoking-related fires in the city of Calgary. We've seen an over 7% increase over 2017. And right now, smoking fires, which are basically associated to the improper disposal of smoking materials, it's up to basically 20% of our fires, overall residential structure fires in Calgary. So that's one in five fires that are occurring this year that are a direct result to improper disposal of smoking materials. So again, we just encourage everyone to properly put out their cigarettes, smoke outside if you do smoke, and never smoke in bed. Make sure that they're put out completely.
Well, that's a pretty massive increase, actually. That's that's surprising. That's good advice for people in the home. What about for caregivers? So both Andrew and I families have been touched with dementia, and you know, always interested in sort of the kinds of, and you guys do special training around this, but any special tips that you can give to caregivers that are dealing with you know, people suffering from dementia?
From dementia, absolutely. So a lot of it is very similar to our fire and fall safety messages. Again, it's an opportunity to have that conversation with families, not only on just safety in the home, but even if there was an emergency, having that escape plan, where basically you have the meeting place outside and everyone in the family is familiar on where to go. Yep. In the case of an older adult who has dementia, then we definitely want the family to have that conversation about how to keep them safe in the home, and just addressing different topics like fires, and if somebody's perhaps having a difficulty with cooking, maybe it's time to not allow them to use the stove anymore and focus more on microwaves. Again, steam burns with a kettle. Someone with dementia, again, it might be that opportunity to maybe even remove that from their cooking area.
Yep.
As well, we see a lot of people that are do some hoarding if they do develop dementia. So,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Again, just being aware, families can look through the home for any of these fire hazards, and if they do identify them, then they can also remove those hazards.
Yeah, those hazards. Okay, we're going to give you a chance to plug Fire Safety Week. What can we expect?
Throughout the city of Calgary, we have the second week of October. We have numerous events happening. We have a junior fire chief announcement, which is typically our big kickoff, where we select an elementary school child to be our fire safety ambassador for the year.
Yep.
As well, we'll be hosting four different open houses on Saturday, October 13th. And we invite all Calgarians to make it out to your local fire hall. We have one open house in each quarter of the city on that Saturday, October 13th. And the public can find more information on our website, calgary.ca/fire. And we also have a couple other little media events planned and smoke alarm blitzes in some other communities. But again, all that information is available on our website or through 311.
Sounds great, Derek. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
We've been joined by Derek Arthurs. He's a community safety officer and firefighter with the Calgary Fire Department. Andrew, we talk about all kinds of safety, right?
Yeah.
And it's an important piece of the aging process to make sure that we're conscious of what's happening so that the quality of the experience, quality of care is in place. So we always appreciate The Calgary Fire Department joining us.
And some great tips in regards to, looking at some of the cooking things you do at the home. Yep. And particularly, one of the things that I had a problem with my mom was she was leaving the oven open to heat the house.
Oh, yeah.
So things like that can really be a big problem in that thing, Dave.
But you bet. Hey, listen, we've got an upcoming seminar that we should remind everybody about. The last couple of seminars have been really fantastic. Great questions. And we'd love to see you out if you're interested in this process of retirement, right?
Yeah, and that's that seminar is coming up on Tuesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine Spirits Beer. And to register, give us a call at 403-966-8400. Once again, that's 966-8400. Or you can go to morethanmoneyradio.ca.
Yeah, that's good. We'd love to see you out. We've got to wrap up another show, and thank you for joining us. But I want to remind you that any of the past segments or the segments that we did today will be on morethanmoneyradio.com, and you can have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money, CHQR. That's More Than Money, CHQR, on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQ.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.